Tim Carson is the CEO of the Alberta Association of Agricultural Societies, in charge of Open Farm Days, and he joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Tim, thank you very much for joining us. The deadlines for applications to Open Farm Days for farms is approaching, isn't it?
Yes, it is. End of the month here. April 30th is our deadline for folks to sign up and take advantage of all of the support structures that we have to help them become part of what has become a great event for Alberta.
A lot of people participate in Open Farm Days, either from a visiting point of view or a farm point of view. How good is it for you to hear that Open Farm Days just keeps growing?
it's a great feeling. You know, at the end of the day, we really see the value in the program itself. The bringing awareness to you know, where our food comes from in this great province and the great impact that the agriculture has to not only Alberta but Canada and the world, I think is a really amazing story. And the fact that we're able to, you know, help some of our entrepreneurs in the ag tourism industry really start to grow and get a foothold into that industry is also tremendously satisfying.
Many different farms take part, or many different types of farms take part in this, Tim. What is generally the overview of what is done during Open Farm Days?
So we certainly have a lot of the traditional farms that do take place. You know, we have our beef cattle, dairy cattle industries that are in there, and they participate. The poultry industry tends to participate. We've even got our grains and pulses in there, and that's truly an opportunity for that individual or the citizen, the patron, if you will, the consumer, to come to the farm and really see what happens there, and for to actually talk to the producer of that, what they're picking up at the local grocery store. So those are some of the things that happen, as well as we have the ag tourism industry, which is also, you know, those the U-picks and the corn mazes and all of those types of things would really do create a very much a customer experience and something that your whole family can enjoy. Those are great opportunities as well. And we don't forget about the rest of the value chain within agriculture, which includes the craft breweries, craft distilleries, craft wineries, and also the culinary aspect of what's happening across our province, in the fact that we have such great chefs who create such amazing food from local suppliers. All of this takes place as Open Farm Days.
You could call it, I guess, please correct me if I'm wrong here, Tim, a little bit of a shift, but yet it's the same way as shopping local?
Agreed, yes. It's actually finding where local is. The shopping local is a tremendous way to support your local economy, and the ability to support our local producers to continue to provide that great food. If we're not doing that, they run out of customers, and then we run out of locally produced food.
How much fun is it taking in Open Farm Days from, I guess, both perspectives?
You know what, as an Alberta resident, being able to take my family, I take my grandkids now, and we get a chance to go and visit the farm and visit, you know, different things. Many people today don't have the opportunity to have that farm connection in their life. There could be four or five generations away from it, or simply new to our country. And this is such a tremendous way to explore the entire province from through an agricultural lens, and really have an experience that you can share.
Curiosity, I guess, on my part, and maybe a lot of other people's parts as well, but how many newcomers do you have to Open Farm Days that are willing to open up the farms and say, hey, how you doing?
You know, typically we get around 40% of all of the farms that participate. Right now we have 122, I think was the count as of today. Host farms across the province that have opened up their doors and agreed to be part of this great program. So the fact that we continue to get new farms each year, which it keeps the program fresh. You can go out as a patron, as a citizen, go out and find something new every year. So those, you know, being able to help those organizations and those entrepreneurs help grow their business is really part of what we do.
Good point you bring up here, Tim. How much of a learning curve do you think it is for rookie farms to open up their doors and welcome the public?
Well, interestingly enough, that's some of the information that we help provide. Although Open Farm Days is August 17th and 18th this year as an event, it's a year-long program that once you've signed up as a host, you have access to a tremendous amount of webinars and information, not to mention the great team of people that are helping to put Open Farm Days on that, you know, you can share ideas with and brainstorm, as well as, you know, understand what the rules and things of like that are, that as far as, you know, getting your permits in place for serving food or any of those types of things that would help, you know, ease the mind of somebody. You know, we even provide an insurance program as part of the Open Farm Days event to allow those farms to actually really get on board right away to see if this is something that they want to be involved with.
How key is it to network with the other farms and perhaps with the visitors of a particular farm, especially with the ever-changing technology of the agriculture industry?
I think it's incredibly important that we not only share our story with our neighbors, but with those who come to visit us. When we talk about agriculture in the big general sense, we still seem to conjure up that picture of the gentleman on the farm in his overalls with a pitchfork. And I can assure you that combine that is likely worth more than your house looks more like a space shuttle inside than anything else. And you're right, the level of technology across all agriculture continues to evolve and give us some of the greatest products that are available.
A lot of farms have signed up to be part of the 2024 Open Farm Days, but I'm sure there's always room for more. Is there not, Tim? And where can we apply?
Absolutely, yes. We love to have you a part of this program. April 30th is the deadline. You can go to our website, albertaopenfarmdays.ca, and find out all the information you need and register right online.
Tim Carson is the Chief Executive Officer of the Alberta Association of Agricultural Societies, in charge of Open Farm Days. Tim, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
It's a privilege. Thank you.